Hello, I'm Pamela Davis. Welcome to episode 48 of the Well Done Life podcast. Hello, and welcome back to episode 48 of the Well Done Life podcast. I'm your host, Pamela Davis. If you're new here, hey, welcome to the party. If you've been here before, thank you for continuing to rock with me. We've been on this journey for almost a year, so we go steady now, and I appreciate your support more than you know. The Well Done Life podcast is about building community. It's about women coming together to share our stories and learn from each other. No one is an expert at this thing called life, so we just need to make sure that we share our stories, connect, and learn to grow together, because that's what living the Well Done Life is all about. Before we dive into this week's episode, I want to send continued prayers to everyone as we deal with COVID-19. The vaccines are starting to be introduced, and the cases, unfortunately, are still going up, and it's a lot to bear, especially around the holidays. So please just make sure that you're doing your part. Wear your mask, socially distance, wash your hands, and be kind, because we need kindness right now. And kindness is kind of what's leading me into this week's episode. This week, it's just going to be me. I thought I would make that the way my last episode would go before I go on vacation, because hey, you might as well end the way that you started. And how I started on this journey in 2020 was, it was just me, you know, sharing my stories with you guys, giving you the foundation of how I decided to start the Well Done Life and why we're here. So again, I just really want to thank you for just continuing to rock with me and just allowing me to be able to share this story with you, because let's just be honest. I mean, 2020 has been quite a year. I mean, we've all been through so much, and I don't know when it's going to end. I don't think anyone does, unfortunately. And one thing that kind of struck me particularly about how I was thinking going into this episode would be was a question that I asked in episode 47. And if you haven't checked out episode 47, please do. It's a great episode, just kind of, you know, transitioning through the election with a group of wonderful queens, and then talking about, is this our new normal? And that's a rhetorical question to you guys, but do you guys think this is our new normal? I had to think about it for a while, but I kind of think that this is it. And I think it's all about, though, don't get concerned. I think it's all about how you decided to define what the new normal is. And of course, you know, I think we can all talk about the pandemic. We can talk about the elections. We can talk about the civil unrest. I mean, the list goes on of things that we can talk about that we have experienced in 2020. I've said it before, 2020 is a year where a lot has been exposed. This is a year of revelation, and the revelations have really been hitting us hard. But I tend to always think that when things start to come to the surface, it's an opportunity to heal and move forward. Because you can't heal what you don't reveal. So maybe this is our time to heal. I know that probably sounds maybe a little Pollyanna philosophical, but I would rather look at the glass half full than just completely empty. Because I can't believe that this would be where we all just decide, you know what, it's not going to get any worse, it's not going to get any better, and this is where we give up. I don't think that that's where it should be. Again, like I said, this is about healing. So I think maybe we just have to look at this is the time that we had to heal. Like 2020 had to hit us so hard so that we could sit down long enough just to see what's been bubbling along the surface for so long. Because many of the things that we've experienced this year, they're not new. They've been around for centuries. And it's just unfortunately now, because people weren't moving a mile a minute like we normally do, that we got an opportunity to see what life is truly like for someone else out there, or to see what the lack of things that our government does, or to see what a pandemic looks like, or to experience death on such a large scale, and the limitation of our freedoms, because many of us were out here, you know, going a mile a minute, doing all of the things that we thought were living our best life. And then here comes 2020 to show us, you know, we guys got a lot more left to learn, which leads us to where we are. I mean, this podcast, this light, this pandemic, I mean, we're 10 months into this, and many of us are living on Zoom, and only getting dressed from the waist up. Now, I still like to get fully dressed, just a little funny, but a lot of people aren't. And you know what? To you guys out there who are only getting dressed from the waist up, it's okay, because there are many a days when I feel like getting dressed from the waist up too. So you're not alone. But, you know, folks are now just trying to make it. And I think, I mean, what else has happened? Parents have become teachers. I mean, we've all had to learn to find joys in things that don't involve socializing. I mean, our essential workers have been worked in many instances past their breaking point, but they're still out there doing everything that they can to make sure we're all good while putting their own lives on the line. I mean, peace and prayers to everyone going to work every day to deal with people directly, because many people haven't learned the lessons of 2020, so they're not kind and they treat you like it's all about them. And I'm sorry for that, when we really should be thankful for all the sacrifices that you're making just to make sure that we're able to live a little bit more comfortable. I really thought a lot about that because my sister works for a major attraction. And yes, we're very grateful that she's still working, but the process that she endures daily to be around people, it's a lot. And that process reminds me every day to be grateful that I get to sit at home and work, because, I mean, she experiences a cycle of constant hand washing, washing clothes and masks every single day, not every other day, but every day, and social distancing. And people are like, oh, you guys are social distancing in your own home. Yes, we are social distancing in our home, because my sister will only sit in the back seat of my car when I pick her up and take her to work. She won't hug my mom or I. And not to mention, in the mornings, she and I have a routine where we pray together and encourage her and give her support to keep her motivated. And it's a lot. And I imagine what that feels like for everyone else going through it. It's a lot to bear, and I can't imagine it, because it's like a mental tap dance, you know, to many that are just going to work and doing what they have to do because they're trying to survive. And when I say survive, I mean, yes, survive, because a lot of people are struggling to keep a roof over their head. I mean, let's just be honest. I think 2020 has shown us not everyone is making $100,000 plus a year. I mean, hey, if you really want to keep it honest, there are a lot of people out here struggling just to make $20,000 a year, and even less than that in some instances. So even though, you know, we're all making different money, I think we all need to understand that we could probably all relate to having lots of obligations, but how we're covering those obligations are really different for everybody. Which means that if I've learned one thing, and I hope that I see it more in other people, we need to be grateful and very empathetic for how we move through this world. Because I feel like empathy has been in short supply in 2020. I think that's part of what we need to learn during this time. And I think about it from before, because again, you get so used to moving a mile a minute, working in your silos, that you forget that there are other people out here who just don't have the same experiences that you have. And I'm hopeful that 2020 will make people start to pick back up empathy, because I personally think that empathy is one of the only ways that we're going to learn from what we've endured this year. I think empathy and gratitude are going to be essential as we move forward. I mean, I wish I could wax poetic about all of the amazing things that I've learned this year. But just like 2020, I think you have to keep it simple. I think it's about being grateful for the blessings that you've experienced this year. Yes, we have all experienced a lot of different challenges, and we've experienced a lot of loss, whether personally or through other people or just watching and observing. But we are still blessed, and we still have to give praise and reverence for the things that are going right. So yes, I feel very blessed every day to have a job. I have my friends and my family and my health and my spirit and my faith. I mean, those I've realized are the greatest things that I could have ever asked for. And personally, I was one of those people, I never thought I would find joy in being home all of the time. Don't get me wrong, I'm kind of like a homebody, but I still, you know, loved going out to dinner and having cocktails and socializing with friends when I could. But I have learned
how to be grateful by the fact that I have a home to be in. I don't have to worry about that. We're good, you know? And I think that those are the things that we have to remember, because I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to just truly take this moment to say God has truly shined down on me and I'm grateful. And gratitude and empathy, I have learned through many of the lowest moments in my life, will take you to new levels. And it's also just something that we have to grapple and really get a handle into bringing as a forefront in our life, because gratitude and empathy will be a contributing factor to healing the ills of this world. And again, I'm hopeful that everyone picks it back up, especially since we still have lessons to learn. I mean, I hate to tell you guys, you know, the vaccines are coming and things are going to hopefully get better, but it's not going to happen overnight. And I think we all have kind of learned that by now. But that means that we have to stay vigilant, not just for the virus, but we have to stay vigilant for the things that we have learned. Because if we don't, we will be destined to repeat these things again. And that's just how life works. It's like a cycle. When you don't learn the lessons of something, you will be constantly repeating it. And we have spent so many centuries in our society constantly repeating things because we are not learning the lessons that we need to learn. So I am definitely prayerful that we can just move forward the way that we need to move forward in 2021 and just truly start to heal the challenges that we face so that we can be better. So prayers up, folks, prayers up. Like I mentioned, this is my last episode of 2020. I want to take this time to personally thank each and every one of you for listening, for liking, for sharing, and subscribing. You have truly helped me get through 2020. This podcast helped me find direction and purpose while sharing my heart, because I truly believe in the power of sharing our stories. I've learned so much and connected with so many amazing women. It's amazing how different we are, but how many similarities and challenges we really share. Excuse me. I look forward to sharing more amazing women with you in 2021 and growing. There's lots of room in this community, so please invite a friend or two. Let's grow together. I'm going to start working on the plan for 2021 while I'm on vacation. I'm taking this time to chill out and decompress and reset. You know, it's always those times where they say you should start vision board planning and try and being intentional. And I definitely will do some of those things. I've kind of started writing down a few things that I want to focus on going into 2021. And I'll share them, I think, in our first episode of the new year, because I'm taking kind of a different approach this year. Because like I said, I learned in 2020, you got to keep it simple. And I think that sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves to live up to these expectations that we don't wind up living to them. I think you have to plan, but you also have to be prepared to pivot. You know, they do have a saying, God lasts when we make plans. So just trying to kind of sort through all of that. But I hope you guys give yourself some time to do that during the holiday, because we need to rest. Everybody needs rest. You got to reset the battery so that we can get into 2021 and do some great things. So my first episode of 2021 will be on January 10th. I'll lay out the plan and we will start 2021 off. We're on the right foot. I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas and New Year's. I want you to take some time to set the intention for what, again, like you said, what you want to manifest in 2021. Reset your energy. Give yourself grace and rest where you can. We have a lot to process as the year closes. 2020 is not over yet. So take this time to mourn the losses, show gratitude for all of the wins, and be empathetic as you encounter people, because you never know what someone is going through. The holidays are super tough for a lot of people. I know for myself, I'm really proud that this is actually the first year in 10 years that we have put up a Christmas tree. I think I've shared it before, but my dad died 5 days before Christmas. And actually, this episode will go live on December 20th, which is the day that he died in 2010. And so I am so glad to be in a position where I'm not down. I'm in a position where my heart is full and I feel him smiling on me. because I'm doing something that I should be doing, I'm living. And like I said, this is the first year that we put up a Christmas tree, and I'm so proud of it. Because for us, the holidays have always been hard, even before his death, because my grandmother died on Christmas. And so for my mom, Christmas never was the same. And I'm not the only person who's ever experienced loss around the holidays. And I mean, this year, there will be so many people who have lost a loved one going into a holiday, and it's tough. So that's why I said, please lead with empathy, lead with love where you can. Because you, again, people's situations are different, and a lot of us are all just trying to survive. But there is light at the end of this, and we just have to press through. And I pray that light shines on each of you, because that's going to help us all move forward in the right form and fashion. So please like, share, subscribe, and review this episode. Until we talk again, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year, be safe. And I'll talk to you again in 2021. Bye-bye.